John Loretz and Ann Sandstrom, they're each going to be introducing open mic performers tonight, and they're both fine performers and songwriters. Ann is going to be featuring here on January 7th, and she's working on a CD that I guess she's very far along with. And so I don't know if it'll be ready then. Do you think it will? Maybe. Okay, I'll cross my fingers. Anyway, they're going to do two songs, and then Woody Carpinello will come up. Deborah Gallagher, if she is here by then. Harriet Hart, if she is here by then. And then Mary Pratt and John Boehmer. So please, a big welcome for Ann Sandstrom and John Loretz, and they're going to do two songs.
Thank you. So, Dan, I don't know if you know this, but Lord Franklin was apparently a terrible navigator and ship's captain and a real bastard from all accounts. And from what is known, his fate is a little better known than that. His crew apparently didn't care for where he was taking them one little bit and ended up dispatching of him. There's two different versions of what they did with him. Neither of them is pretty. One of them ends up with his being cut into pieces and thrown to the sharks. The other one, he still gets cut into pieces, but somebody else ate him.
Yeah. And on that note.
On that note, we're going to do a song we've been doing together for some 30 years or so, and that we did at our wedding. That's a secret that only Margaret knows. When Amsterdam is golden in the summer, Margaret brings him breakfast. She believes him. He thinks the tulips bloom beneath the snow. He's mad as he can be. Margaret only sees that sometimes. Sometimes she sees her unborn children in his eyes. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me.
Dutchman still wears wooden shoes. His coat and cap are patched with the love that Margaret sewed there. Sometimes he thinks he's still in Rotterdam, and he watches the tugboats down canals, calls out to them when he thinks he knows the captain. Margaret comes to bring him home again, through unforgiving streets, the tripping low, she holds his arm. Sometimes he thinks he's alone and he calls her name. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me.
daughter whirls the windmills round. She winds this muffler tighter as they sit in the kitchen. Some tea with whiskey keeps away the dew. And he sees her for a moment, calls her name out. She makes the bed up singing some old love song. A song that Margaret learned. He hums a line or two. They sing together in the dark. The Dutchman falls asleep, and Margaret blows the candle out. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that. Thank you.
So I don't think we've done this one here. Now, we'll consider this my song. That was his song. Now this is my song. Technicalities. And this song is a Dave Carter song. And it has the distinction of when the Dalai Lama was visiting, Joan Baez got to sing a song for him, and this was the song she chose, The Mountain. I was born in a forked-tongue story, raised up by merchants and drugstore liars. Now I walk on the paths of glory, one foot in ice, one in fire. I see the mountain comes to me. I see the mountain, that is all I see. Some poor prophet comes, some find solace, some lay him down in a junkyard bay. Some will chase us and some will call us gone, gone, gone in a day. I'm with the mountain comes to me. I see the mountain, that is all I see. Da, da. All I see. Some build temples and some find altars. Some come in tall hats and robes unfine. Some in gems, some in rhinestone altars, and some push the pegs back in line.
I see the mountain. The mountain comes to me. I see the mountain. That is all.
Thank you.
Thank you.